Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back to TOTMT Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, ladies. You know, TOTMT Talk is the place where we can talk about all things candidly, dealing with that time of the month. So we are about to jump into the mood talk, the crave talk, the cram talk, the TOTMT talk. I normally say I hope you're in a nice, comfortable spot so that we can just have a nice conversation with a cup of tea. But it's starting to get hot outside, and so maybe you just may want a refreshing drink, maybe just some water. I recently created... Well, not necessarily creative, but I love drinking Voss water. And most recently, in order for me to increase my water intake, I decided that I'm going to add a little something to my water. So I've done some, you know, put some lemons in some of my water, and I've done like a lemon mint combination, a lemon cucumber combination, lemon cucumber, mint, and ginger. I hear that helps you whittle away your tummy. And, of course, it helps with the bloating, and that's what we deal with when it's that time of the month. I'm not drinking tea today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to grab my water. I normally don't leave from my spot once I start the show, but I'm here in Brooklyn by myself. I actually have to walk out of the studio. Yes, I can do that, and I'm back in. So I have my glass water with my mint and my lemon because it is, the temperature is rising. I want to say hi to our friend Kylie. She's a good friend to the show. She's joining me in the chat room. And you too can join us in the chat room. So if you have any questions, any comments that you want to add, join us. Join us in the chat room or even call us up at 323-870-3792. Or you're listening to this on a podcast, you know, after the fact, you can always email us at ttalk@itsmytotm.com. So that's T-E-A-T-A-L-K, T as in the beverage, ttalk@itsmytotm. Okay, so last week we got together. And as a matter of fact, what was last week? Last week was Mother's Day. Yeah, we got together shortly last week, and I hope your Mother's Day was nice and pleasant and all the things that you hope for it. And now we are just a few short days away from the kickoff. You know, Memorial Day weekend is that official barbecue kickoff. It's the official kickoff to summer. And what do we do in the summertime? We go on picnics and we go to barbecues. But sometimes, ladies, we may want to stay on the sideline because what? It's that time of the month. And this is what I've been stressing. I think this is what I've been trying to convey, you know, through the conversations that I've had and through workshops and just talking to girls and talking to women alike, that when it's our time of the month, we don't necessarily have to sit on the sidelines. We don't have to stay in bed. We can partake and enjoy in all the activities without everyone knowing that it's our TLTM. So, and some of us, for various different reasons, we will sit on the sideline, whether it's because we're bloated, whether we're cramping, whether we feel some sort of discomfort, some pain. And I think sometimes, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think sometimes that a lot of it has to do with your confidence level. How confident are you about the product that you're using? Because I think we all have this self-conscious thing where it's like, oh, I don't want to have an accident, and I don't want, you know, I don't want a leakage, which is the accident, and then people actually see the accident. So sometimes, you know, some of us, we do have heavier flows. And I've said, you know, a way to deal with the heavy flow is to double up. You can double up several different ways, whether you use a tampon and a pad, or you use a cup and a pad, or you use two pads together, or you use two tampons together. And that's not putting one tampon in and then the next tampon, but that's you taking two tampons side by side and inserting inside you. However, whichever way works best for you, try it so that you don't necessarily miss out on the fun and the festivities. Because just being around your friends and your family and barbecuing and cooking out and having a picnic, I think that's fun in itself. So if you happen to be the type that bloats during that time of the month and you don't want everyone to see your bloated pooch, the thing I say is think about what you're going to wear to that barbecue. Think about, you know, wear something very comfortable but fashionable. And, you know, of course, you know, a lot of us, we like to be comfy in our TOTM outfit of the standard, I call it the standard, sweatsuit or the leggings in the sweatsuit. But, you know, it's summertime now. You may not want to put on a sweatsuit, so you may want to opt for maybe a nice pair of gachos or, you know, something with an elastic waist and maybe even like a A-line top or A-line dress, something that's free-flowing that you don't have to worry about the constriction of, I'm going to eat too much. Because, you know, what happens also is you're already feeling bloated and then you may want to be more cognizant. Don't drink, you know, sometimes we have sports bottles with water, you know, water and sports bottles. They have those flip tops. Try not to drink from the flip top. Take that top, unscrew the whole top off and drink the water that way. Because, you know, sometimes we don't realize that we're taking in more air and we're just bloating ourselves out a little bit more. Or another thing I would say is don't drink from a straw. I know it's hard, ladies. I know. I love drinking from a straw, especially when I have a canned soda. Who wants to drink from a canned soda? But, and it looks so dainty, doesn't it, when you're drinking from a straw? But, ladies, I don't know if you realize this. I didn't realize it. But when you drink from a straw, you take in a little bit of air, too. And so that could also help create a bloating sensation, a bloating, like, appearance to your abdomen. And if that's one of the things that you're conscious about, those are some of the ways that you can kind of, you know, invert the bloat, camouflage it with a nice free-flowing outfit, staying away from the sports bottles and staying away from the straws. And then you can also, before you go to your barbecue, drink some tea. I know a lot of us don't want to drink hot tea in the summertime, but or eat some ginger candy or grate some ginger into a nice refreshing drink like water. Okay, so I'm going to take a moment. I see we have a comment in the chat room. I love it when Kylie helps me out and adds to the conversation. I'm going to drink from my water. I'm telling you guys, I am on a journey. I'm on a weight loss journey, but not so much weight loss. Just trying to get rid of some of this water gain, water retention that I have. And, oh, that was another thing. What do they serve at barbecues? Soda. Soda helps bloat you, so I'm going to say stay away from the soda. But, yeah, I'm drinking more water, and so I'm challenging myself to ingest more water, less soda, and so I'll keep you guys posted and let you know how that works for me. And it's so much easier when you add fruit to your water. So thank you, Kylie. Kylie thinks this is a very important topic. And, oh, the tween is in the room. I'm waving to the tween. I just love it when mothers and daughters come together and we can have the conversation together. And you know what? That is what we're talking about next week. I'm excited, and I'm hoping, and I'm going to put it out there on Twitter. I'm going to put it out there on Instagram. I know I've been a little bit absent, but I'm hoping that a couple of us, mother and daughters, can actually come together next week and talk about what is it that you wish your mother told you. So you have your mother, you have your daughter, and so your daughter could actually share in the conversation, because maybe it's something that you haven't already told her and she wished that you had told her. And maybe there's a question that she may have for you. And then you, as the mother and the daughter, maybe there's a question that you wish that your mom had answered. So I'm going to put it out there. I want to know, what is it that you wish your mother told you about COPM, about menstruation? I seriously have to think about that. I'm going to share my thoughts. And that's going to be the topic for next week. So I'm really hoping that we can get, you know, a couple of ladies to join us and to share their comments in regards to that. So let's go back to talking about going to that barbecue this summer, because the summertime is here. I am so excited about the summer. But, you know, summertime, we still get our TLTM. So, and that doesn't mean that we can't wear white. We can definitely wear white. But you just have to be confident, once again, in your protection. Make sure you double up. Make sure when you're going to your barbecue, make sure that you have a couple of extra sanitary napkins or tampons in your bag, some baby wipes or some feminine wipes. I like to carry feminine wipes with me. They definitely come in handy, especially if you're wearing a cup and you need to remove your cup. Feminine wipes are like lifesavers. So be sure to carry that. But if you're wearing white and you're on your TOTM, and even if you're doubling up and you're going out and you're not at your own home, so now, God forbid, you do have an accident, it's not like you have a change of clothes. Ladies, one way that you can feel somewhat secure in knowing that even if you do have that accident and it, you don't necessarily have to grab someone's jacket and wrap it, you know, tie it around your waist. I remember when we went to, you know, when we were in school, that was kind of like an indication that a girl was on her menses and may have had an accident, that if she's, like, walking around school with a jacket tied around her waist. But you don't have to do that, ladies. And the reason that I'm saying this is that hydrogen peroxide can be our best friend during that time of the month. You know how they have, and I'm not actually endorsing this, but you know how they have Tide on the go? But you know what? Take some hydrogen peroxide on the go. You know, get a little squirt bottle and fill it up with hydrogen peroxide. Even if you don't have a squirt bottle, maybe a little medicine bottle, put some hydrogen peroxide in there. In the unlikely, I'm going to say unlikely event, because I know, ladies, we know how to be prepared, but in the unlikely event that you do have an accident now and you have on white, or you have on yellow, a bright yellow color, or bright pink, or something other than black. I mean, sometimes we like to wear bright colors. So let's say you have that accident. Guess what? You can discreetly excuse yourself, go to the restroom, and dab that stain with some cold water. Dab it, you know. Grab some tissue, grab some napkins, and kind of blot it out. But then there's still going to be some of the stain there. This is my suggestion to you. And so that you don't wet up your whole outfit, but you can take the pants off and just kind of hold them in your hand. Grab some napkins. Hold the napkins on the underside of the stain. And on top of the stain, you pour the hydrogen peroxide. And you'll watch the magic happen. It'll bubble up. It'll disappear. And then the only thing that you have left to do is grab some more dry towels and just blot it in as dry as possible. And now you can rejoin the group outside and no one is the wiser. Okay, it might look like you have a pee stain. Unless, of course, you dry it. You know, they have like a hand dryer. You dry it up really quick. But, yeah, I think that's a great quick fix. I'm going to have to put all of this together and put it on, you know, put it on a blog or something, my tips for the next barbecue before your next TOTO. What do you guys think? Yeah. So another thing, when you're going to the barbecue, you're on your TOTM, bring some of your favorite foods with you. because, you know, sometimes we're craving certain things and, you know, the host may not necessarily know that it's your TOTM. And, you know, there are the TOTM-friendly foods like the bananas. You may want to bring some sort of banana parfait, banana pudding, or something like that. A nice iced tea with mint and lemons, I would definitely say that's something that you may want to, you know, drink and partake in. And so the three things that I would say are really, really important is what you're wearing, what you're eating, and making sure that you carry that bottle of hydrogen peroxide. You don't have to carry a full bottle of it, but, you know, just get a little squirt bottle, or you can use a medicine bottle, something small, something that you could put discreetly in your pocketbook, and then you can enjoy the picnic, the barbecue with everyone else. Are you guys ready for summertime? I am. We've been, like, hit so brutally with such a bad winter, and it's like, yes. Oh, did I tell you guys that I planted a garden, like, 2 weeks ago? I'm so excited because the plants are growing so big. I'm really, really excited, and I'm actually growing my own herbs. I'm growing mint because mint is really good, especially, you know, to help you with indigestion during that time of the month. You know, you might be feeling a little nauseated. But I figured I would grow my own mint this year instead of, you know, purchasing it time and time again, because that's one of my favorite things that I like to put in my water. So I'm growing that. Okay, so ladies, did you know that May 28th, which is May 28th happens to be Menstrual Awareness Month. I am still trying to wrap my mind around what I will be doing on May 28th to commemorate the Day of Menstrual Awareness. That's part of what we do here at TOTM, TOTM Tea Talk. We talk about all things menstrual and just to become more aware of ways that we can have happier, healthier, pain-free periods. We, you know, we don't necessarily have to be in pain all the time. We don't have to be sad during that time of the month. We don't have to give into our cravings either and, you know, binge during that time of the month. I remember once upon a time I used to always eat not so good foods, like saturated fat, fast food. What was that? The potato chips. I had to have potato chips during that time of the month and a Hershey bar with almonds and a Diet Coke. I no longer drink Diet Coke. I no longer crave for that. I still have sometimes the sweet and sour craving, but instead of me doing potato chip and chocolate, and once again, chocolate is not bad. It's just the milk chocolate. You really want to stay away from that. You want to get some good dark chocolate. A chocolate that is high in cocoa content. And chocolate is good for us, ladies. I've said this before. I know I have, but I'm going to say it again. Chocolate is good. Potato chips are bad. But chocolate, I mean, it actually does have nutritional properties. It has magnesium and iron, and it actually helps release feel good endorphins inside us. And during that time of the month, these are all the things we need. We need to be happy. We need to feel happy. We need to replenish some of the iron that we've lost. The magnesium is good for us. So why not have a piece of dark chocolate? So anywho, so National Menstrual Awareness Day. Yeah, that's on the 28th. So how are we going to celebrate that day? I don't know. I'm going to put some ideas out on Twitter. I would like to hear what your ideas are. How are you going to commemorate that day? It's on a Thursday. I think, you know what? I'm sure someone's going to have a Twitter party that day. That sounds like an awesome idea, having a Twitter party to raise awareness about menstruation. Kylie, do you know any Twitter parties that are happening on that day, I'm sure there has to be something that's happening that day. And if it's not, I think that Kylie and I should kind of create something. I don't know. But anywho, the 28th, I think that's a good day to sit and reflect. Think about the type of period that you have and what is it that you want to get out of your period, and think of ways that you can have a better period. But next week, when we come back, we are going to be talking to mothers and daughters and just opening up the discussion of what is it that you wish your mom had told you about menstruation. Because there are some things that mothers have told us that really weren't quite true. I know I don't think it was my mom, but just hearing other girls growing up telling me stories about menstruation and, you know, how just myths, you know. I think for a while I was afraid to use a tampon because I was told that if you use a tampon that you were no longer a virgin. Yeah. So fortunately my mother did not tell me that. So but yeah, we're gonna come back next week. I'm multitasking right now. Okay. So we'll be back next week on Sunday at 5 p.m., and I'm hoping that you will join us in conversation. You can always call us up at 323-870-3792. You can always follow us on Twitter at MyTOTM or at Val Carey. Definitely the person I say that you need to follow is AuntFlow_28. She's a plethora of information. I love her. Thank you, Kylie, for being a friend to the show and being a friend to me. I truly appreciate you. So I would love to have you guys join me next week because we're going to be talking about what is it that you wish your mom told you about menstruation. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to, I'm not really sure I wish that my mom told me. But I will share it with you next week when we come back. So be sure to come back next week. Follow us on Twitter. Anything else that's happening that I want to share with you before we go, there is that event that's happening in Boston that I'm excited about. It's coming up June 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's Menstrual Research Conference. I was speaking with a friend of mine, and he said, I didn't know they had conferences for menstruation. Yes, they do. And you know why? Because menstruation matters. That's a hashtag, too, ladies. So follow those hashtags, menstruation matters, TOTM, my TOTM, and be sure to come back for more TOTM tips and TOTM talk. Thank you for taking the time out on this bright and sunny Sunday. And we will be back next week, same time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And until that time, I am your TOTM T-Talk show host, Val Carey, and may every TOTM be a so happy one.